All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is December 17th. We do have a quorum of the board. It's 9:13 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Scott, do you want to start?
Yeah, Scott Bishop, I'm the clerk for the PID district.
I'm Jonathan Thornley, I'm also a board member for the PID.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone from the public there?
No.
Okay. Great. So first item up is our public hearing, and that is to take public comment regarding the 2025 fiscal year budget. So board, what I'm going to need is a motion to open the public hearing.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. We are now in the public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 2025 fiscal year budget. So with that, I'm going to turn the time over to David with CLA so he can walk through the budget for us. David?
Thanks, Michael. So for Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District number one, we are looking at the changes that we had made from the tentative budget originally. Let's go to the general fund. We had modified these expenditures, estimated expenditures, to match up what our expectations are. $42.75 for insurance, just a little bit over. We put a little over $9,000 to auditing, and then we dropped the accounting and legal by $150 each to stay within this $51,000 that we anticipated. So. Developer advance to fund that $51,000, and then we hadn't made any other changes to the debt service or to the capital projects fund, so those remain the same. Interest income $20,000, bond interest payment $308,000, and then capital projects, we do not have anything budgeted, as everything is anticipated to be spent this current year. Open it up to you guys for any questions, comments, concerns.
I have none.
I don't have any.
Okay. I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
Okay. Great. So I don't show any members of the public at the anchor location nor on the call. So with that, board, can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll do that. I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Thanks, Scott.
I second that.
Thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Next up is we have the board minutes from our December 6th board meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? I'm going to put those up.
Yes, I've reviewed them.
Okay. Do they look accurate to you?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Can I get a motion then to approve?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting held on December 6th.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Next up is we have the budget resolution. So in Utah, we're required to approve the budget through a budget resolution. So real quick, what it says is we're approving based on the governing document. We're going to the five mills that talks about, or that is talked about, and the financial plan is based on. So that's what's here. We're going to impose it across the board as the tax rate. So once this is signed, what I'll need to do is I'll take the governing document as well as this signed resolution, send it over to the county auditor as well as the tax commission. That way they can put it on the tax rolls and impose the mill levy. Any questions? You guys good with it?
I have one question.
Okay.
Now, I think we're allowed to charge up to 5 mils,
Five.
but didn't we set it at 3?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't remember. I just went through the governing document. Do when you say we set it at three, was that in the financial plan, Jonathan?
Yeah, I believe that the bonds we issued and everything that we did was based on 3 mils.
I think that's correct. That's right.
Okay. Well, we'll change that then. I'm glad you caught that. I just went off what was in the governing document, so.
Yeah, I think most of the time people are using the maximum amount, but we decided to just do 3.
Okay, perfect. Even better then. Okay, with that, David, did you base revenues off of, well, in the forecast they would have, so.
Is that right, David?
See the forecast revenues. It let's see, going back to it. So, in the revenues, we only have revenues of the bond proceeds and then interest income. So, the mill, we don't have property taxes built in yet, as the county hasn't quite gotten that, and they're not at a point that they can estimate property taxes to be charged. Excuse me.
Okay. So we'll keep it at the three. Just so you guys know, going forward, let's say we wanted to move it up to the five. We can. The one interesting thing with PIDs in Utah is we don't have to go through the traditional truth and taxation process, which is a year-long process. So if we needed to increase it to the 5 mils, what we would do is just put that as part of this resolution, but for next year, show them the governing document that we had the ability to go up to five, and then we could set it at five. So I'm comfortable with keeping it at three, and if you guys ever needed, we could go up to five. So, and then there's really not a lot of assessed value, right, this year. So even if we had it at five, there's not going to be a lot of revenue that would come in anyway. So,
No.
Yeah.
all right, we'll keep it at three if that looks right to you guys. It's really the therefore, right, that matters. So, if you guys are comfortable with that, could I get a motion to approve the budget resolution and adopt the 2025 budget?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to approve the budget resolution and the final budget for calendar year 2025.
Thanks, Jonathan.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. So, next up, we have then the meeting schedule and then the training. So, let's bust out calendars. And so, what we need is we actually need to post on that public notice website a calendar, an annual meeting calendar for 25. And Scott, it gets back to say somebody from the public wants to participate. They can go see when the meetings are scheduled. That way they can plan ahead.
Yeah.
So, what days of the week are good for you guys? And then we need to have them every quarter to go through the financial statements. So it would be for year end, end of January, 1st of February for the end of the year. First quarter would be end of April, 1st of May. Third quarter or second quarter would be July, August. No, yeah, July, August. Third quarter, October into November. And then final in December to do the budget and, the public hearing. So, with that, do you guys want an end of the month or a beginning of the month? And then what day of the week and time?
I think end of the prior month. Do you think, Jonathan, does that matter to you?
Yeah, that works for me. I think a Thursday or a Friday would be Probably the best times to do it. What about you,
Okay.
Scott?
For me, Fridays would work the best. Right now, I just have a bunch of reoccurring meetings that I've already got scheduled on Thursdays.
Oh, that's right.
So
Yeah.
those run around, but Fridays work great. I'm typically pretty open.
Okay.
Yeah, probably a
Yeah,
Friday.
if we can just get something then on the calendar. So Fridays, you want to say the last week of the month on Fridays, what time?
I'd probably say around 9 or 10.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's great. Let's do 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay. Last Friday, 9 o'clock. Can I get a motion so we can put that out, Jonathan? You
If we
look
have,
like that's not going to work.
well, I just have a question. If we have a conflict and we need to move the meeting, can that be
Yep,
done?
we can do that. Yep.
Okay.
So with that, we can. What we would do is post a cancellation. That way, people know. Again, if they sign up, it'll get pushed to them that we're canceling. And then when we put the new notice with the time and the date, they would get that as well sent to them. So, yeah, we can. Not a
Okay.
problem.
And Michael, if I understand you right, that means we need to do one in January and February,
No,
or
just
just
January.
so January, May or April.
Okay.
July and October
And December.
and December.
So Christy will send out invites to you so that you guys get them on with the links.
Okay.
And then if we need to update links, we can. But she'll send those out. And again, if we need to make adjustments, we can do that.
Okay.
All right. So can I get a motion that we approve that annual meeting schedule? That way we can get it posted.
Sure. I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting schedule to meet on the last Friday of the month at 9 a.m. For our each quarter and then also year end in December for our 2025 annual meeting schedule.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
I'd like to
Want me
make
to modify that?
one slight adjustment
Yeah.
in January. If we move that up to the fourth Friday rather than the fifth Friday, which is the last Friday of the month. But the rest of the year, as you proposed, I agree with.
Sounds good. I modify my motion.
Okay,
That way.
perfect.
Yeah, and I second that.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
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 David, I should have asked. That works for you, doesn't
Let me just double check to make sure January.
it? So we're hard to keep up with sometimes, David. Thanks.
Let's see. So we're looking at the 24th instead of the 31st.
Yes.
For January. Yeah.
I think that should work. We should be
Okay.
able to turn that around.
Okay, perfect. All right. Last thing. So every year we have to have the open and public meetings training. So we have to follow the open and public meetings statute, which requires that all of our board meetings be open to the public. We have to conduct district business in a public setting. That way, public can participate. We have to allow for public comment in our board meetings. We have to post. We post to the Utah Public Open and Public Meetings website. So in that post, we have to list the date, the time, the place. We have to post the agenda, any associated agenda items. The agendas have to have what they call reasonable specificity, meaning we'll take today, we show a resolution on the agenda. Well, we have to put that it's the budget resolution. So we can't just list something really generic on there. The public needs to be able to see really what we're going to talk about. We have an electronic meetings policy that allows us to conduct all the meetings electronically. We do have to have an anchor location with that. Somebody just has to be there. We have to be able on there, we post Christie's name. That way, if people need special accommodations, something, then they can get a hold of Christie in order to get those special accommodations worked out. We have to post an annual meeting schedule. That's what we just did. That way, the public can see when we have everything scheduled. They can plan accordingly. We keep minutes and recordings of the meetings. So the recordings have to be published within 72 hours after the board meeting. And then we will adopt the minutes, and the adopted written minutes become the official minutes for the PID. By the way, we have to keep minutes pretty much forever as long as the district's active. There is a chance we could, oh, let me back up. So, noticing 24-hour notice for a regular meeting, but for public hearings, we have a 7-day notice. So that's why we have to plan accordingly, especially for the December meetings, so that we have time to publish. We can cancel those off the annual meeting schedule and have what they call special meetings. Again, those need 24-hour notice when we do those. There is a small chance that we could go into a closed session. They're very limited on what we can go into a closed session for. They would be, let's say, appraisals, something that if the district needed to talk about values, that way nobody could come in, figure out what we would be purchasing, or the development team purchasing land for, you know, that way they could outbid you, underbid, undercut you. If there's any, let's say, trademark issues, any development plans that you guys have that might be sensitive, that you know you don't want to give away a competitive advantage or allow other development teams to come in and know things, trade secrets, those kind of things. So there would be no commercial injury to the development team. We can close for those discussions as well. We could close for character, competency, health of any board member. If we were to have employees, that we could cover that as well. The PIDs will never have employees, so we wouldn't have those. We could close for any collective bargaining. We could close for litigation. That way, we could talk about how we would, the strategy for the litigation, how we were going to move forward. That also would apply to any grandmas that potentially could cause litigation. So, grandma requests or government records management access. So, let's say we were to say no and somebody were to threaten litigation, we could go into closed session for that. If the district, if we were going to implement any security plans, any security personnel, devices, systems, we could close to discuss those. That way, you know, bad guys don't know what we're doing that way. If there were any allegations of criminal misconduct, fraud, we could close to talk about those allegations and then plans moving forward with the investigation. All closed meetings have to be recorded as well. We have to keep minutes for those. But the only way you could get into those closed sessions is through a court order. I've never seen that happen before. Pretty strict on what is allowed, what isn't. If we were, let's say, to have had a closed meeting today, next board meeting, we would have a closed session to go in and to handle the minutes for that closed session. So, any discussions? Let me look, make sure I covered everything. That's all I show. You guys
No,
good?
great. Yeah,
Okay.
we're
So
good.
that training covers our 2025 year. If, let's say, the state auditor or the outside auditors wanted to come in, make sure we had the training, we can show the minutes as well as we'll do an affidavit saying that we did the training. So,
Great. Thanks.
hey,
Thanks for
you
coming.
guys have anything else that you need us to know about? Questions?
I do have one more question going back to our calendar, our scheduled calendar.
Uh-huh.
The last Friday of each month puts us meeting December 26th.
Okay.
Is
We
that,
can change that
I think we
if.
should change that now, maybe just move it up a week as well. And the other one that I thought might, I don't know if anybody, but the other one is on October 31st. And I don't know if that for me that's fine to meet that on Halloween, but
Okay.
I just want to make sure that Jonathan, you feel like that's okay to keep or if we should move it.
Yeah, I think that one will be fine, and we hold it in the morning, so.
Do you think we ought to move the 26th or just keep it?
No, we should move that one to December 19th.
I
Yeah.
agree. I agree.
Yeah.
All right,
Yep.
so we'll move December's then to that would be the 19th.
Yes.
Okay.
So it'll be January 24th, April 25th, July 25th, October 31st, and December 19th. Do you want me to do, do I need to make a motion to amend that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to update our 2025 annual meeting schedule to be on the following dates: January 24th, April 25th, July 25th, October 31st, and December 19th, all at 9 a.m.
I second
Perfect.
that motion.
Thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. One thing I have for you too, since Adam's gone, I'll send the budget resolution, but allow Jonathan to sign as the vice chair and then Scott, you as the clerk. So
Great, great.
look for that. It'll come in what they it shows up as share file. So just look for that. I'll do it as soon as we're done. So
Sounds good. We'll get
all
it.
right. Okay, nothing else. Take a motion to adjourn.
Like to take a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have good holidays.